Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
How wonderful is your name in all the earth? Raise your hands of yours and exalt him. Somebody speak in the spirit. Glory to the King. Follow me. Sing it for the last time. Yamiye, come on. Hey, Nadewo. Yamiye, 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 Yamiye. Ah, Yamiye. Missi wuye, 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 wuye. Break your music, sing with your voices. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
You sing beautifully. Sing it one more time. Missy Yamiya, 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 Yamiya. Oh, Yamiya. Yamiya, Muna, Yamiya. Come on, let me help you. Yamiya. Yamiya.
Yamiya,
Raise your two hands unto the Lord. And Father, we honor you for your love and kindness, your goodness and your grace. You are the essence of life. You are the center that holds. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace. Tonight we honor you and celebrate your goodness and your love. We are alive because of you. Jesus, thank you for the price you paid on the cross for our redemption. We stand here to honor you for your faithfulness and your goodness. We will not take this grace for granted. We will not take the grace for granted. We will not take the grace and trample it under our feet. We will not take the grace. We will not take church for granted. We will not be religious. No, we will not be religious. We will live the life. We will be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. If salt loses its taste, it is good for nothing. Therefore, men throw it under their feet. Help us to cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it one day for a crown. I pray, Spirit of God, fill this place. Holy Spirit, come in like a flood. In the name of the Lord Jesus, speak in clarity and in revelation, in understanding. Let the anointing permeate into the spirit and soul of everybody. Let even in the name of Jesus, the sinner be saved, the backslider be reclaimed. Let tonight be the night the miracle begins in the lives of your dear people, the people that are watching online and the people that are here present, the people that are going to watch later. I pray in the name of Jesus that your mighty hand will be upon them. If you leave me, I will be speaking human ideologies. Therefore, I'm asking you, brood on me, sit on me, breathe through me, talk, speak in clarity and understanding to your people, even to the simple man, in the mighty name of Christ Jesus, our King. Somebody shout amen. No. Ade, pompa bonzo. Yami ya. Let me hear somebody sing. Can I see you do this? Yami yo. Sing about the last time. Hey, yami yo. Yami yo. The very last time. Hey, Yami yo. This is who you. Yami yo. Yami yo. Hallelujah. Clap these special hands. Yay, let me hear you clap your hands. Give him a shout. Give him a shout. Hallelujah. Good evening to all of you, ladies and gentlemen. God is a good God. In his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore. Can I hear somebody shout amen? Amen. Wonderful. Hey, Pastor Prince, good to see you. Give him a seat in the elder seat for me. Clap your hands. He's a very powerful worshiper. I will let you sing when we go into close. Say a good amen. Whilst we are still standing, let me welcome all of you into the presence of God and thank God for the lives of everybody who have also joined us online on Prophet Dr. Kofi Odro on Facebook Live, also on YouTube. We're transmitting live on podcast. All the guys who have joined us on podcast from around the world, good evening to all of you, depending on where you are from around the world, we give God the glory. Our foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were seven Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus. We seek to see Jesus. We desire to see Jesus. We wish, we demand to see Jesus." May God bless the reading of his word. Before I allow you to take your seats, may I go further and read Luke chapter 21, verses number 34 to 36, but before I do that, let me read what I just read to you. Let me read it in our language. This is a joint service, and I would like everybody to be part of it. And so I will, those of you who are watching online, especially for foreign friends from Uganda, from Kenya, from South Africa, from Namibia, Botswana, Zambia, Uganda, all the lovely guys, when you join Nigeria, yeah. When you join us and I mix the language, just be reading the comments and so you can understand what I'm talking about. Reason is because a joint service, so I'm trying to incorporate everybody. Say amen. Yohane Nsempitre Dumino, Imuye Adiuno, any Adiuno Bako, Akireno, said ye, Yohane Kredibre, no, was he, Nahila Fubi, Honmo, Waba, Fashion, I said him so about the sorry. One will bear Philip, who free beside the Wagalelia and Inchen will be catcher and say, Uda, ye perse, you who no use, will bear Philip, who free beside the Wagalelia and Inchen be catcher and say, Mira, ye perse, you who no use. So having read you that, I will go further and read Luke the 21st chapter, the 34 to the 36 verses. Luke chapter 21 verses number 34, 35 and 36. The Bible said, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life. And so that they come upon you unawares, for as a snare shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Yesu amekenka ye atwerenwa luka atweredebere nitra eyaduonuba kunyimu eye eduasa na eduasa numni eduasa nsia tifia atwerene se kokobo wose amohwemo ho ye na putwa na ensabro. I like this different version. They said mamohwemo ho ye na didimro so and ansambura na nkwa mu niam ahodadwene ne haw anhye woni pa bi akoma so da bi ba metom mpofrim sifidie ebeba woni etia sase na ni so ntimunwen na munsire da bi an manya ho dene de adwane afri enye ma ebebe na emu no makojina woni pa bene ni mo bi anwen nwen nwen watch nwen watch. There are a lot of things going on in the world right now. I was talking to you on last Sunday. These things are going to, some of the things that are going to come in eschatological strengths or infusions, it is going to be like mutinies. I said mutiny is rebellion. What in Ghana we will call a revolution. I saw in Cuba, in Havana, the youth have risen and they said, we don't like our government. As I'm speaking to you right now, there are lootings going on in South Africa. The youth are on the streets. They say, we don't like the government. It is not only that. As I am speaking to you right now,
Iraq are burning hospitals. Nanka, my Jimmy Tia. We Jimmy, you know, I'm for baby. The place where people are already sick, needing help, this is where they go burning it. These are some of the things that the Bible is talking about. I'm telling you. After the rapture, it will even worsen. The people who will remain here, woe unto you after the rapture. We will be gone to be with the Lord and the Master. Yeah. No matter what it is, don't miss heaven. I know that you have weaknesses and you are dealing with frailties. And you are dealing with the vicissitudes of life. And when I look at the vicissitudinous impression on your life, you know, you are believing in that dogmatic madness that so I am only advising you in your whatever doctrine or whatever. No matter what happens, don't miss heaven. I'm only begging you. It tells me it's a heaven by your death. Yeah. Yeah, heaven by your death. See, that is why I keep telling the gospel musicians, stop your madness. Because this thing is not about you. He did not call you, bless, anoint you, and grant you the privilege and opportunity, the influence to think about yourself. Are you a big no? You know, I keep telling, this is why I do Ministry 101, and this Thursday at Pantine Junction, our branch over there, Adelaide Chapel, we are starting what we call Ministry Camp. Ministry camp. And Simon, this is what I am doing with God's people. I'm teaching them how to do the work of God, God's way in this end time. Teaching people how to work for God, God's way, not your way, God's way in this last time. Because people like myself who are, you know, a little bit influential. When you talk, people listen. When you are somewhere, they see your content, they want to, you know. My mother-in-law was telling Mama Rita, you know, that she was trying to refer to the influence. People like myself must live responsibly. Because a lot of people are looking up to you. A lot of people wants to be like you. A lot of people wants to talk like you, behave like you. When it's like that, you don't follow the wrong trend. Useless things like curls, rings, chains, all these kind of impressions. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. Jesus was simple. Keep it simple. Are you not hearing what I'm talking about? Keep it simple. I wish you people can understand the simplicity of the gospel. How simple it is. If we understand it, we will not bring madness like prophecy to football. We will not bring prophecy to politics. God does not think about it. God, he does not think. I don't think so. United. I don't even think about that. Bechem United. Sasan. You as well, the Bechem United. Ghana, munya jimio. Munya jimio. Munya jimio. Bring the camera here. Munya jimio. Munya Jimmy, oh, Munya Jimmy. I'm talking to you. Hosea chapter 9 verse 7. Pastor Steve says, still is a killer scripture. Still is a killer scripture. Hosea chapter 9 verse 7. The Bible said, Asukin anadru, I will retobriano in ye. I'm talking to you. Ghana! Ebe hunu se wo di for no, e ye wo jimi for. Na hun muni pani ya bodem ni, emu ma yodudu, eni wo tanya, o tanya, e supi ninti. Asuchi, and anadru, I will retobriano in ye. Ghana! Ebe hunu se wo di for no, o ye jimi for. What can I say? We are only person in tears. Untias, yes, I say. Huh? Yeah, untias, yes, untias, yes. Ghana, be huno. Say, we're beautiful now. Yeah, the days of visitation are coming and the days of recompense has also come. Israel and Ghana, for that matter, South Africa and all the nations will know that the prophet is a fool. The spiritual man is mad. For the multitude of thine iniquity and the great hatred. I am not surprised that pulpit hates pulpit. Preacher, his preacher. Church, his church. The Muslims are rather listening to Kofi Oduro. The Muslims rather love Kofi Oduro. The Muslims rather give me space for my crusade and give me electricity for my crusade. And they give me support. When they finish, they give me... I was so amazed at Abosu Okai when a young man, a young Muslim man, Okada writer, he said, I have never given offering since I was born. But after listening to the gospel, this is my offering. The Christians rather will say, Usofu en Yewoshka. No war, afoli and sha afoli. Yeah. Rather, the Christian will rather say that. Yeah. And you may be baba, me say. E kunu be jayi re, jiri be jire kunu. Emma, wambu be fu amu ma amenum. Ena, emma amen, awofu wambu be fu amu ma. Me say, bibi be wiyase. E wiyase be dan ye butu. So when you went to Nanaswa, or Krabi anywhere will be Yano, and no one where you won in Barbara's will be castle. Then I said, you don't want mamma to us. Sit down and relax, enjoy yourself. Thank you very much. You sang very powerfully. It was a very glorious worship. Pastor Elijah, thank you very much. Say a good amen. When son of him, my Christ. Good to see all of you. It's a great joy and an opportunity to, you know, my wife is praying for me tonight. The reason is because I want to be out of this place by 7:30 sharp. So I need your help. I need your prayers tonight. May the grace increase. Say a good amen. Hallelujah. Last Sunday was a very glorious one. In the W3 service and in the F5 service, there were some very glorious things. Everybody who have joined us on Facebook Live, good evening to all of you. What I would love you to do for the Lord and His Spirit, is to share the page and connect everybody who, needs to hear the word of the Lord and let us work. Say amen. Amen. Now, having said all that to you, I am going to use the opportunity for us to do a very quick revision of God's word, and so we can be able to work out on. But talking about the things that are coming into this world, I will want to build up a little bit. The Bible said, Matthew chapter 24, verse number 3 downwards. The Bible said, what shall be the sign of thy coming? That means that he is coming again. And And means in addition to your coming, tell us that what is going to be the signs of the end of the world. In other words, Jesus is coming again, number one. Number two, the world is coming to an end. Hey, everything in this world is going to come to a close. The skyscrapers of Dubai, the skyscrapers of New York, the skyscrapers of Hong Kong, everything will come down. The Bible said there will not be left a stone upon a stone. That is the real word of God. You know, when we started the W3, there was a young billionaire who came into this place. He's into business, oil, gas, stuff like that. And then he came talking to me. He said, I listen to you because I travel a lot. And I listen to you, your preaching and your teaching on online and on podcast. And anytime I'm on the plane, I'm listening to the word and all that. I just came in to just say hello to you. He said, I am not here because I want to impress you. But if I need to invest into the kingdom, people like you deserve an opportunity to be pushed with cash. With cash, people like yourself deserve. He said, even though I listen to you a lot, I'm struggling with a lot of things. And I'm believing God that the word will straighten me up. Yeah, I'm trusting God that I will be a doer of the word and not just a hearer, deceiving my own self. Yeah, he was talking to me, only me, Kasan Walker, you know, The reason is because when you're person will be say what dream. Efa asem panaho. Mijina he minima dia makuma e prepe. Aji wasuru kuruno. Me shepain e da me hunu miurenim. Me shepain e da me hunu Christo. Eni ne nu nyam me pesa me hunu sadia. Me New York nyam efe. London nyam efe. Hong Kong nyam efe. Krobia ni asazizu amibu. Not without, not with disrespect or contempt. No. Adia bia e wa asazizu. Akumenim. The Bible was talking about in Hebrews chapter 11 when he was talking about the patriarchs of faith and the matrix of faith. He started talking about, you know, in verse number 1, put it there. Let's begin to read from possibly to verse number 11. The Bible said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things seen, the evidence of things which are, go back, let's take it easy. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things which are not seen, for by faith the elders obtained a good report. In verse number 3, the Bible says, through faith we understand. Everybody say understand. Everybody say understand. Now say understanding. I'm going to talk about that a lot because I promised to do that from last Sunday. You know, the Bible said that we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen are not made of things which do appear. He goes to verse number 4, and this is how he builds the synopsis. He said, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he, Abel, was a righteous man. Yeah, or a righteous. He was righteous. God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead, yet he speaketh. So the man is dead, yet his faith makes his substance or his sacrifice to speak. Verse number 5. He goes there and says,
by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. And before his translation, he had a report or a credibility or a reputation or a testimony that he pleased God. This is one of the things that he requires the born again Christian to come to. That no matter what it is, you are a pleasure of God. I like it. Was an answer will be fun or acrono. When you are dancing, yes, or so in young couple. Last line. When you are dancing, yes, yapena. Won't soon yam any man first will be any. I'm serious. Says Steve Bons and Co. New Ray Bonchene, Adolfo Tunum Mera de. Ye na ye bebra de tam ye babru ni ababetana. Messi se winye nyami ni swa. What's ebre? If you don't please God, then what is the point? What is the point? Adolfo sumu ofiehe na yintu biaka. Ye mu bieska se jibosumi aketu yeni. No. Ubiya including myself. In Tubiaka. So, you know, the people come here and they love God. They serve God. People are serving as cameramen, photographers. People are serving God. Go to the production studio and go and see young men. They are serving God with their skills and their talent and their agility and dexterity. Number two.
For the Lord, your resilient service and input and all stuff like that. Now, Pia Kunyan and Nimna Yahua says, I would even person who know any moon funny frames. Baby, Kofi drunk, why you memoir? Yawabokasri, Eswa. It takes a 1 month to help the Yenya, the Demsua Bregu. Hey, when Yamibu are what they are ten. This is what I want you to understand. God will judge your marriage, Mrs. Yanni. God will judge your marriage. God will judge between you and Steve. I'm talking to you. God will judge Kofi Drew and Rita. The Lord will ask, you know, account for Ansuma, account for Injira, account for Aseda. Account for all the spiritual children I gave you. I give you a better opportunity than many, many churches in Ghana. You have become a voice. You have become, you know, an influence. You are the voice in the wilderness crying, preparing the way of the Lord. Yet, you are not my pleasure. Ah, sesen. Michelesen esenzo. Energy. As I'm preaching like this, tomorrow we are starting a revival at North Carnation Branch in Alabaster International School, opposite Door Event Center, next to the CMB Flats. 3 days! I'm speaking like I'm doing right now. Ministry! Tomorrow morning we are at the Hachimata Girls Guys Training Camp Forest in Paibokas here. I have a crusade on Friday. Energy! Saturday, I will be here. Sunday! 3 services for me. Na kujina yehu ani mo yehu asedi yehu yeni na esense ne nya koma pa ne nya adwene pa abreku he had a report me say your relationship abranti ye oso obeware wi ye ani hunti the morning devotion kra wunti benye bi God will judge between the both of you. I'm telling you. Ememe waha mo famu ku mo yire numa chi na nyame be jaji mu na. Emprinatifoy. God, bring the camera. God, emprinatifoy. God will judge you. What can we do? So turn the channel. We tell you so. Turn which channel? Turn which channel? I'm a prophet of God. There are many prophets there. We have different kinds of prophets. Yeah, we have prophets who are encouraging prophet, inspiring prophet, inspiration prophet. We have prophets who are operational prophets. We have occasional prophets. We have operational prophets. Then we have administrative prophets. Those are the people who stand in the prophetic office long, you know, and they last for the Lord. Now, the amazing thing is this. We'll be handing a juma. There are prophets who can lay their hands on your tummy. And if you are barren, instantly you will. There are prophets who will lay hands on you. And by the grace of God, you know, if all the doors are closed, it will open up. There are prophets who will lay hands on you that if you are poor, you will prosper. There are prophets who can prophesy on you every obstacle and blatant demonic assault that is assaulting, pursuing your life will leave you instantly. There are prophets of God that can rebuke an infirmity or the spirit of sickness and it will leave you. There are also prophets who can do all these things, including to rebuke you. And that is my job. Rebuke you in the name of the Lord. Therefore, there are prophets who can tell you, judge me, you know. Judge me, you know. And God honors that word. Lamentation chapter 2. Look at the word of the Lord from verse 1. Lamentations chapter number 2. Yeah. Lamentations chapter 2. Let me go there and let us work. In the book of Lamentation, Ufri Jeremiah, now Quadrum. Jeremiah Quadrum. Are they? Oko Jeremiah Quadrum. Imu ye dunai from verse number 14. Listen to what the Bible says clearly. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse number 14. The Bible said, thy prophets. He didn't say the prophets of God. This is simple English. Thy prophets have seen vain and foolish things for you. They have not discovered your iniquity. To turn thy captivity, but have seen for thee false burdens and causes of banishment. I mean, and I'm going baby, we'll be preacher. I see a can of money. Yeah, you know, idea. Who you? A person was preaching about the drama. I said, your can of money. Yeah, you know, idea. Who bet you? Praise the name of the Lord. Say a good amen. Yeah. When mumma yon dear, when you so, say what do no mumbe sayapa, na atro, me en samwa, en meni perform. Atro ne en samwa, en meni perform, en we kuna kachira o. Uba tena, hey, me kano kura chira o. Opa, sachira wajwen. Na tene, neni yewrade, nantene be yewrade, yeni so. No dinwa e won kwang menim enna moja noa e kan de pachan abel de noa e kan go go ta ni trisu adema wono enfo wo embesin nko enkwajiem. 2 Timothy chapter number 3 verse number 15 was wufri umofra se na wonni makre kunkun na e ba wonu nyansa e fa Kristo Yesu jidi yeso ebesin ko enkwajiem akre na ifri wonyankopon hu mi mo e yema nkyerekyere. Everybody say enkyerekyere. Mente wonne kasa enkyerekyere. Many people don't like this. Adie we nipa
Problem. I know people who, you know, came to this church, have followed the ministry for years. Most of them were even in my team.
Because otena hana de bia me ka munya adwama mo munya mpunatwe o munya nsanu mo sane ema mi ensen na oyia discover ban botu boy b
oyia adwuma we ECG yeti me de adwuma sika sales ni bia ma e bia tasa ase ama ya ba kwae so one ne nnom nsa nnom nsa wia e so dani fi ma ne fa. But the first thing I'll be in is
say, yeah, Babun in church, umma. Un notification power phone, so no dumono. Because I pay
put a scripture back.
Umpe. You free up. Yeah, Baba Senaco, attenetene. Somebody died for you. Yenya wone Jimmy.
Me mami Esther. Yeah. Me mami Esther Nyamiche. Sang a song. And the song goes like, Mamon Semon. Mamon Semon Tadi Wuriasia. Ingunin New Year Moody. Ayaresa No Year Moody. Mamon Mon Semon.
And say, oh,
because oftentimes we're looking nice and everything, but Michiro, when you're made in your two screens, so
actually, baby, I'll free bear you, Maria. I don't know, most of the no crying your problem. Say, Yamichira, baby, I will free ha, oh, qua, oh, Musubasha. Yamba, she show.
I want to please God.
Me pese Kristo wo no abowu ye no. E Superman fa so. Me pese wo pie na no nyam ma me pa botire.
Afo ada monsa no empompo asisi mu ana.
Me pa botire. Obi kunu
me mfa ne da.
Obi kunu mi ni na chi da. Obi yiri mi ni na chi da.
Enshiranim nti na bebere nyi nche. I'm talking to somebody. Can I hear a good amen? I've got less than 15 minutes. Let me close the service.
Enshiranim.
Uji obi skika wintu ya Aza 419 wagadre alo enyi nshira.
Serious. You were a software, yes.
Me me pehevi ako. We are madam for. Na me shena usuni wobain. Ma bompa ye ma yo dima ma wa. But unye wa jense. Ube sakra. Ope se wo de Bible ne kata weni. Na ome ni pene unu se otene. But ni emanu awoye no. Eko se ye ni wo uomo. Di eme yane se wo se me cheme ho. It's the same principle as I love you but you don't love me. I step back and I love you from a distance. Same principle. I didn't have for my liar now. Let's read Psalm 1 verse 1. Now for Psalm 1 verse 1 to the end. And for some remember the year. In Shila, and would you put one nanti a bonnet for a genie? A genie, Look at verse number 2. Very interesting. Nemom nani jiewrade asem.
You can clap your hands for the Lord.
Unyamemra odo. Uhuna wrade asem eye nanika. Ubetie nyame asem na odi akobo ne bra. Asem ne chire no. Oh my God, that's why I love Psalm 119 verse 130. Psalm 119 verse 130.
Listen to what the Bible said. Now, if you enter, we saw. Listen to what the Bible said. Very interesting revelation of God's word. Yeah, Psalm 119 verse 130. The Bible said,
the entrance of your word, it brings light. I don't go in dubious means.
Oh God, help me.
No, will be that. It will be, you know, sometimes I am so puzzled when I see, you know, ubite me area ho, amelia bit me area ho. I wonder why the phone in Shia wa amelia ni fi, ni single room ho amelia so and so, to me be person who would yes, we break, we bind, we break. They'd never do that. But we'll be to cantonments, airport residential, not East Legon, West Legon. And we can see about one prophet and 14 of his prayer warriors. Gia, baya, gia, baya, gia. In Ipe 15, mugu jaman for bakon. Because of $500? Ah, no, we don't have time for that. Because it was who bibi ni amau bibi. No. Papa impuna chie na ma unhu. I'm grateful be invited. Me say me made dedicate. It's like an event center. Me made dedicate. Drew all. I'm so mama. Me 5 minutes. I'm so in half. A door so crowded. So I took the microphone and I told them, and all that. But all of you, God will judge you one by one. And I'm saying, "Usi muni bre." No, say yama one na watu aso. Chirimu ni yao kai yani chirimu. I'm saying, "Mebe chirimu." Chirimu adu 10 minutes will be oha or sode anu adu. Tia! What you Kenya mi agi ase winti? Ah winti na say. Yenyaga na yenyaso fwa no kwafo be 100. I'm telling you, in the Ansana, the people are going to say, before even the people will say, you know, we will sow a seed, we will, all that kind of thing. God has already settled. Therefore, you don't need all that distraction. Say a good amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me finish up and I close. Bring the scripture back. We were reading this particular thing. Wusam! This time he didn't say wasam. Wusam. And some, it would be a mahi, a man quasia four. A hunun yansa. Asia four, the Agana, I do a hapa, papa, 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 you know, Nana may catch it the day later. I said, I'm doing South Africa, Hong Kong, as Angro Fuwe. Now, what come Middle East, near East, far East, Angro Fuwe, West. Kwasia, for Koran, Kwasia, Jimmy. Kwasia, for a woman, young son, to be fair, that there's some pet, none near her, see. Can I hear a good amen? Go back to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and let us build up on something and we're closing off. 2 Timothy chapter number 3, we are dealing from verse number. Achlena! If you know me, but you are Psalm 1. We are verse 2, say, see, Psalm number 1. Psalm number 1, verse number, yeah. Nemum, ne, 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 Emra ananasem eho. Ojine ho! Ewiani anacho. Verse number 3 niye very interesting. Wobe ese. Otese dia. Wetim. Yakase bibiye timu awante ya zion. Otese dia. Wetim ne subontene ho. Ya. Enso na naba. Osu naba wanibremo. Nanahai empo. Adie bia. Obeye no. Ya. This word is a very, very interesting word. He is talking about the end. What shall see no doesn't matter, but be we a This generation is not patient. Ye pentem too much. Bojidi. Patience. Too many people are impatient. A bumpire. You were saying 6 months, I will visit you. They don't have time for 6 months. Patience. You need time. Say a good amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me close off with the 2 Timothy chapter 3 and listen to exactly what the Bible said. Was achina if you winyami humi mo a yaman chire chire atenye atene tene and ne tine ni mu entity. I never saw this because in my Bible it's nyen. Ekuyapem is nyen asante is nyen, but I have never seen this one. Entity. But this is the word there. Training in righteousness. Chosemo ni your Christo walashimli. This is what is there. Tintetiye. Why na? And you have inquentin yet. When yam yasamo titiye ham yavye nyire papa, ikunu papa, ena papa, eja papa, you know timem ni papa, Christo ni papa. Entetiye kosu sisiya. Etetiu said ye kasa. Mama makasa ahomre nyam da bia da nkyire wom na mahunu se de mubebo enipa bi tufo papa otufu ni wie ya le balabalaba hantalabalaba antalabalaba jenze uno no entity. Everybody say entity. Everybody say chosimo. Everybody say training. Yeah, training in righteousness. Training in righteousness.
There is a word that is in Hebrews chapter 5. And I think it's let's start from verse number 10. Hebrews chapter 5, verse possibly 11. Yeah. Hebrews chapter 5, let's go to verse number 11. Hebrews chapter 5, 11. You know, of whom many things of whom we have many things to say and have to be uttered, seeing that ye are dull of hearing. Tree near me dead to door. Or say, and no one are you one simple. I said, children, we're dinner. I said, children, we're dinner. So.
Any passwords? Oh, yeah, MP, but not swords. Oh, yeah, minister, but not swords. Many people are crying, but their leaders cannot hear them. That's what she said. I like, you know. Go to the next verse. Verse number 12. Listen to this. Ebra anka esese momu ye achire chire fuono. And what could you be use what chile chile wunyankupon some more, you know, in fitting system. Let me read English. He said, for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which is the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as are of need of milk and not strong meat. Now, two things have been mentioned from the word of the Lord. The word can be milk, and the word can be strong meat. Go to the next verse, verse number 13. He said, for everyone that uses milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness. This time, he didn't say the word of God. The word of righteousness. Think about it. You can be in a church and you will never hear the word of righteousness. And no, ye be quiet, Fred, Bisa, and ne quench rebe and a bell. What are you, Mungo swinging me? Mungo swinging me. Because he is a baby. Next verse. Interesting, my time is up. In this one, the Bible said, but strong meat belongs to them that are full age. Even those who are by reason used to have their senses exercised to discern. Next Tuesday, we will begin from here. To discern both good and evil. To discern. Who can discern? What is good? What is evil? It can tell you. This is where I get problems with so many people. And sometimes when I suffer, both good and evil. You will know the difference. The difference. That's the same way. Jeremiah 5:21. Was it? Next verse is very interesting. We mean Jeremu Bibiri. Which Jeremu? Now I said, yeah, you know. Say amen. Praise the name of the Lord. All right. Let me. When you begin to build up on what we have been dealing with on Sunday, I was talking to you from, I think it's first or second Timothy. I'm not sure.
let me get it right. It's 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 10 and 11. And I'm closing that because I can't go through it. So let me just read it to you and then we can be able to work. The Bible said, but you have fully known my teaching or doctrine, my manner of life or character, my purpose, vision, assignment or obligation, faith, long-suffering, love or charity, patience. In the next verse where the Bible said persecution, affliction, which came unto me at Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, what persecution I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. And then I read Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse number 10 and 11. Osengafu itinkru imudu ene edubako. And then when he said, Osibiri biara wonsa ebeka se obeyeno fawahuo dina eye. Na ejima na ajini ananim dieni nyansa inya samando fakwa wokrono. And then in verse number 11, he began to talk about something, put it in the old software, and so that I close with it. This was the teaching that we were talking about in on Sunday, Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse number 11. And I want us to look at it in this software like this, and then highlight all the things that you highlighted on Sunday, put it in the highlights again. And I was talking to you on Sunday, and I'm going to take my time to build up on it, because this is not just a one day word we can be able to deal with. Put up the escalator there, and then let me work with that just briefly, and then you come back to the scriptures, and then when I mention the word, you highlight, and then we can work. Put it online for the people online to also follow what we are doing. Escalator ne the woko. Iti u sorry a wuko school a wube fie brunye ba brunye ko ubebde ba ubebde ko graduation ordination matriculation we launching we whatever. No, the escalator is in motion. The Bible calls this journey a race. Put the scripture back, let us work. And in this scripture, the Bible said, for the race is not to the swift. The race is not to the swift. The race into the life is a race. It is not to the swift. So you can see the word race, swift, battle, strong, bread, wise, riches, understanding, favor, skill, time, chance. You are already in a race. But the reason why so many of us have been slowed down is because there are so many battles of this life that have been thrown against you. We'll be disappointed when they are all battles. It will slow you down on the race. But whether you are slow or fast, the escalator is in motion. Your life can end and you haven't finished your assignment. The escalator doesn't know whether you missed opportunities or not. Therefore, I said to you that today I was going to talk to you about understanding. I'm telling you. Say amen. You need to understand life to be able to understand what I'm talking about. I like it in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7. I'll quote a few scriptures to you. Proverbs 4 7. Very quickly, let's work. The Bible says, wisdom is a principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And then he puts a colon. That word end should have been the word but. But in all your getting, get understanding. So one thing we are seeing, you will be wasting time and opportunity. Say a good amen. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 1:31 is our last scripture. Let's close with that. Romans 1:31. We are done. The Bible said, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. The next verse, the Bible said, who knowing who knowing the judgment of God, that they that commit such things are worthy of death. That means that if somebody does not have understanding, this young actress who is a singer or movie star, whatever the name is, you know, who has, converted to Christ, instead for the Christians to love her, hold her, pray for her, encourage her, they're talking nonsense against her. What is her name? Yeah? Or your dear? Or your actress? I'm throwing an invitation to you, my darling. I know you have a church, but I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. Konfobe yika ase wasakra. Jimie za na makika fas maami wusa. Obisi wasakra. Wunne nyame ase. We believe in you. We welcome you home, sweetheart. What's her name also? No, the Konfu, no. Yeah, Konfu Agrada or Patrish or the Odro Kao. Bring the camera, let me speak to. Yay. Evangelist Patricia Odro, I believe in you. Moesha, is that correct? I believe in you. Your salvation will be solidified. Heaven has opened its hands wide to receive you. Jesus loves you and covers you. Ignore this religious, crazy hypocrite. Stand to your feet, Yapo. Say amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Sa na papaya no bonyumi obesakra ye obonyumu mudinse hunu sa ohemu nse hunu no ano singrofu me di omachi ya entembe hamadwen en wodi muje a hope ne baby fa. Hallelujah. So Moesha, we are praying for you. And the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. The Lord will protect you and use you mightily. Evangelist Patricia Odro. Say, I was Andy Odro. Come. The Lord will use you mightily. Yeah. The good thing for you is that you are a very good orator. And God will use you mightily. In Jesus' name. The two hands are lifted. Mamiya, sadiya titi buniya. Mamiya, sadiya wo jinano. Hira mi sira wo. Hapentiko sujano and erimi. Yesu misirawo, ma pendi go sujano, ma minye sadi ati, ma minye na, Mrs. Ramino, I'm in fun.
never juma. Mommy, Nina, Sadia, Missy Rabo, Sadia, Nina. Yes, Missy Rabo. Into Slamingo, Nami Fanya, what you mean? Mami, Nina, Yes, lift your hands to we're asking for the stirring of the Spirit of God, the revival of the Holy Ghost, the fellowship of the Spirit of the living God. Keep Arudaga. Somebody raise your voice in the presence of the Lord. Akika pranta dikede. Be pia ya yamre. Bura shawamantene. Yes, yes, woman. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Akika dubra ketka. Kikana mahante. Akriya tikado. Shantita gadele. Aka zandololoboho. Patish, hey, Bobia, pick Garaba the hunt. Na 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 na. Raise your voice. Kiana manana no, I can't eat it else. Hey! Come on! Kiana ma, rika da da da, a kick to her, a kick to her, a kick to the man of Holta. Hey! Ask the Holy Spirit to fill you and anoint you like never before. Holy Ghost! 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 Dia! Ria! Dia! Ria! Tanabanabo! I just said, you be our fatuary at the animal's yapon. Faithful is the God you serve. When you're me, you pack rent to me, my common name on one about. Na empresa nyame. Come on. Kia da bahadosh. Rakanto parahadek. Ria tekete kezile. Hey! Kika kato. Rakanto te. Aki genebo. Ranto madagas. Aki genebo. Ranene. Kandiye. Kayane. Adwuma bi awo ye pega kwa urade ani semape fa adwuma e fo na wamu ani wamu ye adwuma na kwa urade ani udwetrem ko nyame ani usika sam kwa urade ani God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can think, ask or imagine. Hey! Hallelujah. If you don't know Christ as Savior, tonight will be a good night to rededicate your heart to Jesus. The right hand is on your chest. Say, dear Jesus,
I give you my life. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and my personal Savior. Tonight, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. Thank you. Father, I pray for everybody who prayed that prayer. I'm asking your hand of blessing over them. Lead them to the right place to go and be nurtured and be trained, especially those who watched online. Jesus' precious name. Amen. The Lord bless you. Are you clapping?
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.